Welcome to Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
Good, bad, good, bad, good, bad, good.
Oh, I'm introducing?
Hell
now,
yes.
I'm confused on that because it was weird. On the post we had for the last episode, it said 115. But when you clicked on the SoundCloud, it said 116. So is today 117? We had back-to-back episodes that are listed on Visionaries Wrestling Network as 115. So I'm assuming that last episode was supposed to be 116 and today's 117. I put 117 in my notes anyway.
Same with me.
All right, that'll do then. I guess it's 117. I'm back. Well, at least for a couple of weeks anyway. We weren't going to do this. This was not what was planned. We talked literally yesterday, and it was like, oh, I've got a pre-prepared episode. I'm like, yeah, go ahead, run with it. And then over the Friday night, I saw several things when I was like, oh, shoot, I want to get on in this. I want to talk. And you were available this weekend, so I was like, oh, shoot, why don't we? This is probably the earliest we've ever recorded an episode. From American perspective, in terms of a current activity, you're not shaking your head now. I'm not talking about pre-recorded things.
Nor am I.
No? Go on then. What's the earliest we're recording?
We recorded on a Saturday when we reviewed Super Showdown from Australia.
But that's different, though. That's totally different. This is talking about what happened in the week of wrestling, and we're literally 6 days away from when this episode is going to drop, so that's kind of a little different from that.
Okay, then I'll give you that one.
I understand what you're saying for that one, but yeah, no, I saw several things, and you said, well, give me 15 minutes. I was like, well, I might need a little longer than 15 minutes to get all my stuff kind of down on paper and organized neatly, but yeah, no, I was ready to do this. Next week is Thanksgiving, so I will definitely have time to do that. So I think this is this 4 weeks out of 5 weeks for me in a row? I think I only missed that 1 week in between where Diesel filled in for me.
What do you think?
I think that's right. I think it's four. Oh, of the episode?
Mm.
I didn't recognize most of the references, because you know that I don't have that sort of encyclopedic mind. So, no, I enjoyed the show, absolutely. Diesel was a great person to have on there. I heard your little dig at me as well when you mentioned the fact, and I was like, all right, I got it. I'm listening. You know I always listen anyway. So, no, thoroughly enjoyable show. But it feels good, considering I consider myself kind of off Good Cop, Bad Cop right now, to know that I've done four of the last 5 weeks, or I will have done by the time we record next week.
The concept of the match type thing, it's great to do for pre-records because no times go on it, and they're good for whenever they go out. They're perfect. Apart from when you release one about the Royal Rumble match on the day of Hell in a Cell. But, you know, it happens.
It happens. I think it's always good to have those there just in case we do need them. And yes, I know we have at least one in the bag as far as I'm aware of.
Yeah.
So that's good to know as well. All right, shall we get... We don't have any polls or anything like that to talk about, so shall we get cracking?
Absolutely, sir.
Good! Bad!
All right, Matt, why don't you tell me about your Good Cop moment 6 days ahead of time? This will be interesting to see how dated this episode actually is and what's going to happen in the next few days, but go ahead.
This is a Good Cop moment. It's also got Bad Cop stuff later, but this is a Good Cop moment, okay? Zelina Vega being sacked.
I wondered if that's what you were going to say. I could imagine how you could possibly make that as a Good Cop moment. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us more.
So you're surprised I made it a Good Cop moment or not?
No, I'm not surprised at all. I don't have it as a Bad Cop moment either, but I have it mentioned somewhere. But no, I would agree with why you think this is a Good Cop. I'm with you on this already.
Okay. The reason I am happy about it is because, one, she's not exactly up to standard in the ring, in my opinion. But that's my thoughts aside. The pure fact is that she broke the rules. She broke the rules. And she made an OnlyFans account. So I'm glad she's gone. OnlyFans. It's shadier than the professor of shadiness at Shady University, Graham. It's a really, really shady place to be.
You doing your best Blackadder impression right now?
Absolutely. I watched it last weekend for Remembrance Sunday. And he's still with me. It's really I'm glad to see that WWE is clamping down on it and that sort of things in terms of, you know, because OnlyFans, even though Zelina wasn't doing the X-rated stuff, she was still doing, she was still trying to circumvent a rule which put there. But the other good reason, there's two reasons for this as well. Two reasons is it's highlighted again the fact that maybe unionization is required in WWE. Whether or not it's a good thing or a bad thing, I do feel that the it looks need looking at. I mean, will it happen? Will it happen? I'm not the person to ask for that side of things. But what do you think, Graham? Do you think union is a way to go in WWE or not?
I think that I was wrong when I said that I agreed with you, because I didn't realize we were going to go in totally different directions at that point. I disagree with you that she doesn't think that she's up to standard. I would definitely disagree with that side, and I think she's going to be highly sought after by all the other top promotions. I also did not agree with your first part, and that's not where I thought you were going at all. I have no problems with the people doing all those other things that they want to do, however they want to express themselves. I think they have the right to do that. I thought you were going with the side of the unionization, and I think she's right to stand up for that. So that was why I was thinking yes, although she's lost. She seems quite happy with that decision, though. I think she stood up for something that she believed in, and I don't think I think for that reason, that's a good cop moment that she prepared to make a stand, even if it temporarily cost her her job in that organization. But I think she'll go to another organization where I think she'll be a lot happier. But I think that issue definitely needs raising. So that was where I thought you were going with that. So the second part of that, I would certainly agree with your answer. I'm trying to remember what moments I'm talking about later and trying to tactically avoid those moments for right now, though.
Okay, fair enough, Graham. So what is your good cop moment of the week?
My good cop moment is, and I'm not quite as ready as I'd hoped I would be here. Let me scroll up to the top so I can see.
Yeah, do you want me to show you how to do this again?
I was filling in little gaps as I went along, so I forgot to scroll back up to the top. My good cop moment is somebody who you've interviewed, actually, Matt, Eel O'Neill. So he's at AFAM Horror Story now, which kind of confused me. I couldn't find him. Where is it? I saw it this morning, and I couldn't find his name again to get it back. I remembered somebody who commented on his post, and I searched their name and then managed to find the tweet. His tweet is, "I only have one goal for all of this. Start a wrestling school in Baltimore for low-income kids. Not Maryland, Baltimore City proper. Using mother effing arts grants. That's it." There were some other comments afterwards. This has like about 170 likes already, I saw. If you're going to like this, you can buy stickers from me because the pandemic makes wrestling kind of hard to do. And yes, I would kind of agree with that. Make sure you're supporting all those wrestlers if you possibly can. Somebody asked him, when is this going to happen? And he said, it's not going to be soon, but it's sooner than we think. A lot of support for this already. His tag team partner from Primetime Pro Wrestling, Jordan Blade, I believe in you. O'Shea Edwards, let me know, I'm in for this. I got a bonus good cop moment for you as well, Matt, in relation to O'Shea Edwards. While we were playing, I just told you before we came on air, we traveled to a new disc golf course today. It was like an hour one way, an hour back. We listened to wrestling themes the whole way. We haven't done it in forever. We used to do it regularly going to events. We haven't been to one in 8 months. So I said to the boys, do you want to listen to some wrestling? Of course, they were like, yes. They were guessing the W. Mason knows every single one. Jackson, not quite so good. And I said, I think I have some Impact ones on here. That'll test you, Mason. Anyway, I put one on, and it was Eddie Edwards. And actually, Mason did know who it was. Jackson had no idea who it was. He doesn't watch Impact. He didn't know who Eddie Edwards was. We tried to give him a clue. So Mason's clue to him was, the first name is the same as Eddie Kingston, and the last name is the same as O'Shea Edwards. And Jackson's answer was, is it Eddie O'Shea? I thought that was pretty good. I like Jake. Jake makes me laugh so much. Multiple of offers of help from people who want to help with Eel O'Neill's thing. The thing that was interesting to me, Matt, is like you often hear of stories like on the news or perhaps in documentaries of inner cities like this where they actually have boxing rings and they have gyms and they bring in those types of people to try and get them doing something productive like training and that. I don't think I've ever heard of it for wrestling. I don't see any reason why not. I think it would be something, again, that's a very focused procedure. You're not just learning the fighting side of it, you're learning the art side of it, as he talked about. I really hope this is something that happens. But to me, it stood out as a good cop moment straight away.
As someone who had the absolute honour of interviewing Eel O'Neill, and this all came about very quickly because you hooked me up with the feed for watching the event together, which was brilliant. And I couldn't, and that before everything got shut down effectively at that point. He was an absolute delight to have on. And yeah, if you guys haven't seen what Ewan Neville can do in the ring, then you're missing out for certain. And you should really be going, and anyone in the Baltimore area, when that starts up, go check it out, because he knows how to run events, if we saw it firsthand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, indie wrestling is going to need a lot of help, because the light is there in the tunnel now. So still a way off yet, but for the lights at last. So hopefully, sooner rather than later, we'll be able to see some great new talent coming through as well. Fantastic to hear.
I know one thing that I did ask the guys from View from the Top Rope to answer was, I did see reports from Jay Lee Photography talking about how Maryland has gone back to stage one in terms of COVID. So their figures have really started to spike. So I know independent wrestling in Maryland has been kind of shut down anyway, certainly for even longer at this point. But of course, as we've talked about multiple, what's needed is what is safe right now. So I'm prepared to wait. I'll wait until it's safe to do it, but unfortunately, we're going to be waiting a little bit longer on Maryland, as we are for a lot of states right now, unfortunately.
I'm getting to that later on in a short cop, trust me.
Uh-huh.
Right. My speed check is quite speedy, Graham.
Okay.
Survivor Series is coming up, obviously. The card is building quite nicely. I don't think anyone would argue that all six matches that have been announced so far are matches that we would quite like to see. I want to see Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns. I want to see Roman spear the hell out of Randy Orton. It's the lesser of two evils. I'm looking forward to seeing the whole of the women's team, Raw team, imploding. I want to see the men's Survivor Series teams go at it again. There's so much good stuff in it. I can't wait to see Sami Zayn cheat to beat Bobby Lashley. That'd be hilarious. But in fact, it's almost like you're channeling his inner Eddie Guerrero. Survivor Series is shaping up to be a good, feel-good event. And it's also the last event to happen at the Amway Center as well. Because they've got to be out by the 5th of December.
Yeah, I've heard talks of possibly Tropicana Field, which is in Tampa Bay.
I haven't been keeping as close an eye as I'd like, because I got a lot of irons in the fire at the moment. So I've been missing out on some of the stateside news. I haven't got the Miami Herald, for example. So, Survivor Series itself looking quite good. Disappointed NXT not involved. We know that because of the pandemic. That's why they're trying not to mix the rosters, and that's sensible. Raw and SmackDown are mixing, but go figure. I like what we're seeing. That's what I've got to say for this week.
I'm going to make a recommendation for you. After you finish this podcast, you go to Google search something like Webster's Dictionary, type in the word speedy. I think you're going to have a big shock. I didn't even bother starting my clock when you said speedy. So I don't exactly know how long that was, but that was not under a minute in any way, shape, or form. Having done 20-second ones recently, I was thinking, okay, all right, I'm ready for this one.
I've been giving artistic license to my guest co-host, Graham, to let them say what they want. You are my guest this week, so.
Now, I know we had Soupgate before. Is this episode going to be dubbed Hammergate? What, is Chris doing some DIY in the background there or something?
No, why?
Oh, I've heard a couple of bangs. I was like, it sounds like somebody's banging the picture frames up on a wall or something. I wondered if you were getting the house a little bit more.
I can't hear you bang, but I'm hearing you.
Okay, well, that's weird then. All right, unless those headphones are sound-reducing headphones or something. All right, well, I'm going to go on to my speed check moment then. I got two things I want to talk about. One of them is the Garden State Invitational from Synergy Pro Wrestling. This is the women's edition. They had the men's edition early in the year. Ariella Nix has been announced as the official host, and the first round draw was done a few days ago. First round match, Trisha Dora versus Jordan Blade. Anyone knows who I've been talking about on MGB will know that obviously I'm very excited for that one. Jordan's already responded on Twitter. I've wanted this match for a long time. You are arguably the best wrestler in the country, but this match isn't about you. It's about me. And I have to use use you to get where I'm destined to be. I'm sorry. I love you. Like, oh, we got a little WrestleMania moment there at the end as well. I think that's going to be an absolute banger of a match. I can't wait for that whole card. I think it's going to be very good. And my other thing is something you might have seen yourself today on Facebook Memories. November 14th, 2018. It's official. I'm going to WrestleMania in April. You excited, Matt Willis? I had a big smile on my face when I read that and remembered all the things that went with it. And yes, that clearly a good cop moment.
If you, anyone knows, anyone who's friends with me on Facebook will know the memories I've been posting over the last week and a half so far. All memories from Florida. Yes. I'm missing America a lot right now. And I'll be missing it hopefully not for too much longer. I'll be back there soon. Maybe about a year and a 2 months, maybe. Be back in January 2022.
Good!
Bad!
Right, guys, as you all know, that you can get 30 days free with the code GOODCOPBADCOP on powerfam.tv. However, don't forget there is an app you can get from both the iOS and the Google Play stores. However, to get the code, you must go onto the website to use it, otherwise you will not get the discount. Once you've done that, go back to the app and you can watch your heart's content. 30 days free, code good cop, bad cop.
Good! Bad!
Graham, we've done some good. Do you want to do some bad?
All right. So I'm going to start off with a question for you, Max. I know you like to do that.
Bad!
Are you familiar, Matt, with the phrase Hobson's choice?
I can't say I am familiar with it. But not by those words, anyway.
Now, in my sense, it's something where you have two choices and they're both bad choices. But essentially, it means take it or leave it. So one of the most famous examples of this is Henry Ford's car. If you want a car, you can have any color you like as long as it's black. So you get black or you get nothing at all. It's supposedly, there's a bit of, I did a little history research. You know I'm an educator, Matt, so I always like to look up these things. So apparently, one of the theories is it comes from Thomas Hobson in the 1500s, where he ran a horse rental business in Cambridge, England. So this was for the university students. If they wanted to pick a horse, basically they got the horse that was at the front of the stable. If they didn't want that one, then bad luck. Those were two choices. Now, it's kind of tended to change over time, and like I said, now it tends to mean two choices that are really bad, and this is why I'm leaving this as my moment. I couldn't find the exact tweet. I think this was from Cabana Man Dan. I scrolled back, but I couldn't find it exactly. Cabana Man Dan basically said that right now his regular job has gone. His only way of earning income is through wrestling. Oof, that's a hard position to be in right now. You lost your regular job. You need money. But you realize that there's that danger associated with wrestling. Boy, is that a tough position to be in. He's obviously not the only person who's in that position right now. There's multiple people all around the country. And there's also multiple people around the country who don't have a second skill, like Cabana Man Dan, who don't have that, even have that option of possibly earning money from being able to do something. It's really difficult right now. There are a lot of organizations talking about Synergy, who I've mentioned again, have talked about the possibility of canceling their next event at the end of November, depending on what comes up in the next few days. Black Label Pro has already cancelled their event. I believe it's called Slamilton. I think it was like Hamilton. It was like the play on words for that. A lot of states have started to mention more closings, more lockdowns. I know Chicago area, Indiana, they basically said, forget your traditional Thanksgiving plans. We're on lockdown for a month. New York's talked about the fact that they possibly are going to close schools. Virginia, specifically for me yesterday, announced that gatherings now can be no more than 250 students. Cannot be 250 people anymore. It's 25. Now, why this is significant for schools is we've just let our kindergarten students back into school. And we started one grade at a time. They have to eat lunch. There is more than one kindergarten class. How we're going to get just 25 kids eating lunch in one area at a time yet, nobody knows the answer to that right now. This bombshell was kind of dropped on us Friday afternoon, and somehow by Monday, when the kids go back to school, somebody has got to figure out all these issues. So there's a lot of things going on. There's much like you in England, obviously you realize this. You're in the lockdown procedure right now. It's happening more frequently in the States back here. We're starting to wind things back. It's a real bad cop moment for those wrestlers who are just trying to provide for their families. We've talked about the dangers of it, but I don't think we focused recently enough, Matt, on the plight of those wrestlers. And for that reason, that's why I wanted to pick it as my bad cop moment. I want to echo Eel O'Neill's comment earlier. If you can, buy those stickers, buy the T-shirts, buy the 8x10s. Do whatever you can to help those wrestlers because they're really struggling right now.
Absolutely. I can't argue with what you say there, Graham. It's a difficult position for people to be in. One thing, to lose your job, and two, to not be able to do your second job because it's too dangerous to do it. I mean, our good friend Benjamin Bank, for example, thankfully he's still got his main job, so he can actually, because he can't wrestle at the moment, and he's still safe wrestling at the moment. Lot of love for Benjamin, and when he's able to, he'll be back doing it again, and that's good. But, you know, some people are literally left with no choice at all, basically. It's that or you don't survive sort of thing. And I say I'd heard that phrase before, but not in that term. So
now, I've said in previous things, and you said before, I don't want to get political. Well, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to get political for this one.
Okay.
We're in a position where the and I'm not, my politics is really bad in America. I believe it's the Senate where they basically shut it down and they did not put through that second stimulus package. The stimulus package that's happened over here so far is $1,200 months and months ago, and that's it. That's woefully inadequate. They've managed to elect another person onto the Supreme Court, and then as soon as that happened, everybody got pulled out again. And it seems very unlikely now anything will happen probably before January. So people are in a bind right now. There's not much they can do. They're not getting the support. They need the money, and they're not getting anything at all. So, unfortunately, it is a really bad position, particularly in America. Not that it's a great position necessarily anywhere in the world right now, but with healthcare bills as well, particularly if you catch COVID, I think this country right now is probably in one of the worst positions of any countries, any developed country. Let me put it like that.
I think you could actually, well, you're absolutely right there, Graham. I think you could get the word out there, and that would be so accurate. Which is scary. I dare say things will change after January 20th. But until then, of course, you've got a... how can I put this without being too political? I can't. You've got an insane Oompa Loompa sitting there with his finger on the button still. And that's scary still. I remember him saying the other day he won't put America into a lockdown. I'm like, you should have done that months ago. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people would have survived who haven't, unfortunately. But you know,
you better move on, Matt, because I know that I have other moments, and it sounds like you do, that might relate to this topic anyway.
But we can't talk about political stuff too much because that is out of our hands. So I'm going to bring my bad cop moment of the week. I talked about Zelina Vega being fired, obviously. Bad cop moment. And it's not Zelina Vega herself that's the problem here. It's the fan backlash. It's all of the fans who have turned around and said, oh, well, that's okay. She's got AEW, can't she? If anyone's in the talk at a table recently, they'll have heard our thoughts on the AEW Women's Division. And indeed, when we had Melissa on here with us, Graham, she said the same thing. The AEW Women's Division is in the toilet right now. Zelina Vega, the greatest of respect to her, is not going to improve that division. Where she'd be better going, in my opinion, is Impact. Of the big companies.
Yes.
AEW, the amount of AEW fanboys who have... And I know that I sound like I'm the most anti-AEW guy in the world, but the fact of the matter is that it can't be so blinkered to literally, no matter what comes out of Cody Rhodes' mouth and Tony Khan's checkbook, is gospel. You can't do that. I mean, look at, now, another week, got 16 matches on AEW Dark.
Yeah.
So, for example, 16 matches. That's more than WrestleMania, Graham.
It was ridiculous. It was over 2 hours, that show. Crazy.
Yeah, but the fact of the matter is, there were 16 matches. And how many people who left WWE went to AEW? How many of them are in the main event scene? Jericho and Moxley. Where's Brody Lee? Where's Matt Hardy? In the mid card. Both of them are. The majority of them, if they're not Cody Rhodes' best buddies, they're nowhere near the main event scene. And I hate to say I told you so.
No, you don't.
But also, I've got more AEW to come to that one, but Zia Vega, my opinion, don't go AEW, go to Impact, because their women's division is amazing, and you'll get the time you deserve, and maybe you'll win me over as a fan, because maybe it was people you paired against in the ring. You just didn't get a chance to showcase what you did properly. If Graham says that I'm wrong on this, and Graham's usually a pretty good judge of what if people can wrestle or not, you can usually tell ability, Graham. Okay, he's smirking at me, but you are. If I'm wrong, then I'm happy to be proved wrong. Zelina Vega had a couple of 5-minute matches, and let's face it, not exactly the best opponent sometime against them. You have to have a good dance partner.
No point. I think it depends what role you're looking for as well. Like, I don't see any reason why not. You can't use her as a manager, though, as well. Like, we know that she's a good voice. We know that she can cut a good promo. I don't see any reason you can't do that as an introduction first off. And that's something that's sadly lacking in wrestling, having the mouthpieces that can promote the wrestlers as well.
But Zelina Vega was doing that. She was doing that in WWE. And then they transitioned her into an in-ring role. And her matches were against Lana and against... I mean, her match for the championship against Asuka. But, I mean, would she have been sacked if she hadn't broken the rules? I don't think so. I mean, she brought it on herself in a way by trying to circumvent the rules. I mean, how much is she being paid? And Aleister Black being paid by WWE. Enough to survive on. She didn't need to make an OnlyFans. You make an OnlyFans account to make extra money. Any WWE performer who has a YouTube account, they haven't been asked to close them down or hand anything over because WWE has a contract with YouTube. They haven't got one with Twitch. They haven't got one with Cameo. They haven't got one with OnlyFans because they've got tax problems as well. Let's not talk about them. Zelina Vega... I'm just going to stop there, I think, because I'm going to keep going otherwise. What's the speed check, Graham?
Speed check. I got a tweet from Vader Scott. Today I experienced my first aggressive, honestly kind of scary response to me asking someone to please wear a mask. Haha, no, I'm kidding. This happens literally every day, and I'm exhausted. Somebody responded, I live that every day. I've been threatened, spit at, and called various horrible names. Retail is going to be a hellscape. Somebody tried to put in to try and correct the situation with, in general, people repel against attempts to control them. Persuasively, the best approach is to be just what we call an angelic troublemaker. Raising concerns, but doing it in a way that's just so likable that they don't other you and depersonalize you into one of them. Man, there's a lot of quote marks in this one. Somebody responded, well, that's cute, but they're killing people. Not a good situation, Matt. This is obviously one of the reasons a lot of these moments I've already talked about today is a direct reason, I believe, because of people's unwillingness to wear a mask. And my last one is Chelsea Green breaking her wrist. Oh my gosh, that girl and Tegan Knox just can't seem to get a break unless it's a bone.
Oof, bad joke, Graham, even for you. Talking of jokes, my speed check actually is quite quick.
I've heard that before, even today.
Okay, well,
I'm getting time going on this one. Hold on, let me get my stopwatch going. All right, go.
Okay, Tucker bragging about winning the 24/7 championship twice. I wouldn't brag about winning it 50 times, let alone twice. And AEW's wrestling game looks terrible. Every single person in it looks like wearing a giant Gonzalez bodysuit. And for people who are saying, like, well, WWE's game was bad last year, yes, it was bad, but this is the one made by the people who left them. So, you know, I'm not going to buy it.
Oh, wow. That was it. 30 seconds. That was it. That was one of the reasons why on my open agenda last week, I didn't really talk about that. I just know. There was something gaming. I left it there. I wasn't impressed with it, so I was going to... But it is still at developmental stage, though, as well.
I have other thoughts about this on Game Junkies. Last week, it came out. Chris actually muscled in on the conversation.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a Christmas cracker.
Ah.
It's a Christmas cracker, for sure.
Go listen to This Good Cop Moment, the King of Wrestling podcast, the number one source for independent wrestling. You can listen to him on all major podcast platforms. If you do listen on Apple Podcasts, go give him a 5-star rating and go follow him on Twitter as well at KOWP Show.
Good.
I have no idea who's going first, since we've taken it in turns. Do you want to get a coin out or do you just want to go first, Matt?
You go first, Graham. It's fine.
All right, fair enough. I got a tweet from at Real Mike Bennett.
On shorts.
This generation of wrestlers won't stand for this BS. He didn't really say BS, though. One man will not make a fortune off our broken backs anymore. What's wrong at Vince McMahon? You feeling the heat from that Biden win? Tick tock. Now, the reason I'm putting this is, obviously, this is in relation to Zelina Vega, as you've already talked about. Now, here's the reason why it's on my unsure moment for this one. The story that I got looking on Twitter this morning is Zelina Vega tweeted, or a pro-unionization tweet. 10 minutes later, she's fired by WWE because of that tweet. Now, I'm unsure because I don't think that's the actual order of events here at all. I think the order of events is Vince informs Zelina Vega, you're fired. She posts her comment about unionization because that's what she believes in. And that's part of the story of why she probably got fired, as well as the other things you mentioned as well. And then the official announcement comes out. Zelina Vega's been fired. I think people are getting mostly this wrong right now. I don't think people are sure of the order that things have come, but I think they've got it wrong for this one. What else did I see from this one? I saw somebody tweeted, yeah, she tweeted it 10 minutes before they tweet announced a departure, and even if she'd already been released, she stood up to them. She's not crying because she got released. She also didn't have to say something nobody has been willing to say publicly for the last 35 years. So, no, I like the fact that she could have been really catty about that one. She could have called Vince all sorts of names under the sun. She could have tried to slap. She actually took the high road on this one and just said what she actually stood for, which is that idea of unionization, which I think is an important issue, as you talked about in your Good Cop moment. Now, I'm also going to talk about some other things. Obviously, this has upset a lot of people. I saw Josh Robinson comment that he's basically done with, I don't know if this is still true at the time of release, he's done with wrestling. He's not putting out any more content to do with wrestling. He's like sick of this. This is like the straw that broke the camel's back. People are not prepared to tolerate when you're not treating your employees correctly. Vince is a billionaire, and he's nickel and diming these wrestlers just to get something that he wants. Now, I'm not happy about it either, and I was actually, I'm going to be one of those people, Matt, and it's really petty, but hey, I'm going to stop my network. Yeah, I'm thinking about that. I only watch it once a month anyway for the pay-per-views, and that's about it. I'm unsure right now. Is this the right model that I should be setting my sons up to be watching when I know that this man is not somebody who I consider a good role model? The independent wrestling has its own problems as well, but would I be better focusing my attention on a different event besides WWE? What makes it more frustrating is obviously the boys have got some presents already from the WWE store that have been put away right now, but I'm kind of unsure as well. I keep saying that, hey, I want to do the right thing, but I keep watching WWE and I haven't changed that stance right now. So I'm a little unsure as well of where I stand with all these things. But no, I think Zelina Vega is in the right for this one, which is why I was initially agreeing with you when you said good cop moment. I think someone does need to stand up. I do think there needs to be union issues. I think it's a real shame there was some progress on that the We the Indie scene. Unfortunately, the person who was behind that scene, David Starr, got dragged into another issue, and unfortunately that kind of glossed over all the important stuff he was actually doing. I'm hoping it comes to a forefront again.
I read the same thing regarding the timeline of events. She just got that out before they released the announcement. It wasn't the case that they fired. I saw people say like they fired for that tweet. You're like,
no.
And I don't get fired off that tweet at all. She's trying to get it out
within a few minutes. There's no way the legal team could have seen that, was like, oh, this is going down. No, it makes no sense.
No, and to be fair, this is difficult, Graham, because
yeah,
I disagree with you.
Oh, okay, that's fine. We're allowed to disagree.
I disagree.
Which part are you disagreeing with?
Most of it.
You don't think there should be unionization in wrestling?
No, that I don't. No, that I agree with. Okay. I don't think that.
You think Vince is a good role model, my son?
No. I'm referring to the whole Zelina actually standing up to him. I don't think that standing up to him at all. My personal opinion here is that she wasn't trying to stand up to him because, as I said earlier, you make an OnlyFans account to make money. How much is she on? She's at least doing five figures, six figures.
I hope she's getting five figures. I remember looking at some of those figures before, Matt, and it was pathetic. Like, when I'm looking 2 years ago, I know Ruby Riott was on about 60 or 70,000. Liv Morgan was on 60 or 70,000. Admittedly, that is a lot higher than what your average worker is getting. But for the amount that they, like as Paige said, you're putting your body on the line. You are really risking your future health. And to get such small amounts for possibly a small amount of time as well. Like, a lot of these people are not going to be at the company like Randy's been there for probably nearly 20 years. That's not happening for most of these people. They're going to be in there for 2 or 3 years on a fairly reasonable salary. But then that's quickly going to disappear.
Well, from what I can tell, Zelina Vega, when she was working with WWE, she was earning between 500 grand to $1 million a year. She was endorsing various other brands on top. So she was taking home close to $2 million a year, including...
Well, if that's true, I'm gonna be with you a little bit more then, because that's not the kind of figures I was seeing for characters. She was only a manager for a large part of that. I can't imagine them paying that sort of figures. They weren't even paying their top people that sort of amount of money at that time.
According to what I've found here, the average price is between 500 to $1 million a year. I don't know the exact numbers. I do apologize about that. Zelina Vega is one of the... Apparently, she has a net worth of $2 million right now.
All right, can I interrupt you with some figures, Matt? Here are the highest paid female WWE wrestlers. 10, Sasha Banks, $250,000 a year. Carmella, $260,000 a year. Nia Jax, wow, I'm surprised by that, $280,000 a year. Natalia, $300,000 a year. Bayley, $350,000 a year. Oscar, $350,000 a year. Alexa, $350,000. All right, that's the top. That's everyone except the top three. You're telling me you think Zelina Vega earns more than those people? The top three are Charlotte, which is $1 million. Ronda Rousey is still getting paid as well. And Becky Lynch is on $3 million a year. So I think those figures that you're quoting are way too high. If the 10th highest person is Sasha, who's the current champion, and she's only getting $250,000, I think you're wrong on those figures.
Even if it's only 100 grand, Graham, that's still a lot of quality street. And that's not including the endorsement that she was on. She's, between her and Aleister Black, they were taking home more than enough money that for her to not need an OnlyFans account with her parading around in her lingerie.
I don't have a problem with her parading around in lingerie if that's what she wants to do. It's not like exactly Oscar hasn't been doing modeling previously as well, if we're going to start going back into people's pasts as well. It's not if we're going in from the moral side, which is what it seems to be where you're going from.
No, the contract that she's got is that she doesn't do that.
She breached
her contract, she gets fired.
Okay, I understand all that. I understand all that. I am curious about the Aleister Black side. That's going to be kind of a little bit interesting. Kind of similar to when Dean Ambrose left and then became Jon Moxley again. Mm. And we had Renee Young left behind. This is going to be a similar thing as well. For Aleister Black, that's going to be really uncomfortable, I would have thought, for the next few weeks as well. But that's another certainly unsure moment that's going to happen.
I enjoy disagreeing with you, Graham. I don't do it enough, I don't think. What's a speed check like, sir?
Did you actually do your moment? I've totally lost track of what you're talking about.
Yes, I did.
You did? All right, let me get back to my onshore moment then. I guess they were so similar. Well, you said you disagreed with my point.
Yeah, because
that I asked you which point, so I didn't think you'd ever done your point.
No, that was exact. No, it fed beautifully to mine. So.
Oh, okay. We're on the same. Well, we were kind of on the same page then. All right, I'm going back to something from earlier. I saw a quote from Lou Fisto actually tweeted this. I'm going to read the quote first. It's actually from Paul Bearer. Independent wrestling is the grassroots of our industry. When the roots die, so does the tree. And Lou Fisto posted, words of wisdom from a beautiful human being I was blessed to meet. If I had any questions about the wrestling business, I could write to him, which I did a few times, and he always answered back. I still have the paper with his writing on it. Mr. Moody, infinite respect and love. That quote, though, it makes me think of all the trouble that those wrestlers are in right now. All these organizations who are being forced to kind of close their doors, hopefully temporarily. It's a real worry that we're talking about the bigger organizations here. I'm not sure what's going to happen. And this really could have been, I'm going to say, that's why this is unsure. This could have easily been my main unsure moment. But yeah, what's happening with Impact Wrestling right now is going to have a knock-on effect to higher echelons of professional wrestling in the coming months, the coming years. And yeah, I'm not sure what's going to happen with that. But yeah, like he says, if the root dies, so does the tree. So we need to make sure independent wrestling stays strong for the benefit of the whole business.
Agreed. Sad, unfortunately. Right. My speech at the moment is, we've obviously, since the last time we actually did a proper record, Graham, the news from Pfizer about vaccines, fantastic news on the horizon. Thing is, though, of course, it won't be ready for the masses before Royal Rumble, obviously, and it certainly won't be before WrestleMania 37. Or if it is, not soon enough for them to sell tickets, because people need to plan trips. I mean, the independents can throw it together events really quickly. We saw that with GCW, Graham, when we went to the one in New Jersey, of course. But it's not as simple as that for WWE to throw an event together at that short of notice, because you don't throw WrestleMania together at the last minute. Well, you can do, but then it goes really badly. I'm not sure what their plans are. I mean, I'm sure that they've got plan A, B, C, D, and E down, because Vince McMahon is a control freak. I wouldn't be upset if they did the same thing as last year. I can't see there being fans back in for pay-per-views probably until SummerSlam. Maybe at like Raws and SmackDowns, but you got to sell these tickets well ahead of time. Unless it's all going to be in Florida.
I don't know either, and that's of course why it's an unsure moment.
Don't get me wrong, it's having the light in the tunnel is a wonderful thing. It's what I've been so happy about the announcement about it and everything. I know it's going to take time, but hope is never a bad thing. A year out going to watch wrestling live, Graham. Yeah, that's going to be something for you to experience, isn't it, as well? You baby, you'll go to any show once you've got your jabs. You'll go to any show you want.
Yeah. Yep.
Good! Bad!
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others, with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Good! Bad!
Now, as this wasn't prepared, normally I would be filling in an open agenda at this point, and we'd be editing it in. You got anything you want to get off your chest, Matt, as it were?
I do.
Go ahead.
I do, actually. Yesterday on record, day of recording, was World Kindness Day.
It was, yeah.
there was a lot of kindness being shared around in the Twitterverse. Your good self, you thanked me for holding the baby for the last few months, and I'm very happy to have done so, but I'm very glad that you're back. Mm-hmm. So that's the kindness bit for you done. But the thing I wanted to talk about was also yesterday in the United Kingdom, it was a telethon. It was Children in Need. This is to raise 40 years ago, they created that charity, the British Broadcasting Corporation, to raise money for children in desperate need of help and support. Graham knows all about it, of course, and probably fundraised for it in the past as well. Yeah, Pudsey the Bear. I've got a lot of love for that bear. One year I did a bake sale at work and I raised £200. I was so proud of it. I got a certificate and everything. I was so happy. Yesterday was a very different show. Obviously, no audience. They had a Zoom audience, you know, on the wall, like you get in the front of the dome and everything like that. And that was well done. They had some very chilling songs being sung. I say chilling because it made me cry. I'm emotional all the time nowadays anyway, but they had a choir via Zoom and pre-recorded segments singing Fix You by Coldplay, and that really hit me. And then they had a lot of celebrities covering Stop Crying Your Heart Out by Oasis. It's mm-hmm. the best charity single I've ever heard. It was absolutely beautiful. And World Cardiff Day, despite how tough things are financially at the moment, they still managed to raise in 3 hours nearly £38 million.
Wow. That was my first thought in these times right now where money is really spare. Where's really short, sorry, how much money people would have to spare. So that's really impressive.
It was amazing. All the different shows on the British Broadcasting Corporation chipped in. Obviously, there's been a rickshaw challenge, which Matt Baker, the former Blue Peter guy, used to ride a rickshaw around the UK. Obviously, during COVID, couldn't do that, of course. So they went to Goodwood Estate to race around, to go around the circuit. A few hours in, and one of the team was diagnosed with COVID. So the whole thing had to be scrapped. All the kids had to go home. They didn't give up, though. They sent exercise bikes to everyone's homes, and they carried on going at home. And they did over 800 miles between them at home, and they raised £3.5 million. Even COVID couldn't stop the rickshaw challenge this year. It was brilliant. And it was, I mean, I'm not ashamed to say this. Chris can back me up on this one. I cried my eyes out something rotten throughout the whole of that show. But there's also some really funny things. Watching Peter Crouch play paddle tennis with Andy Murray, and the whole time they were just insulting each other. The whole time, like, come on, Tim, he was saying to him. And he's like, Peter Crouch both said like, we have several things in common. We're both winners. We're both elite sportsmen. And we're both batting above our average with our girlfriends. Absolutely. Have you seen their wives? My word.
I have seen Peter Crouch's wife. And for people who don't know, he's a soccer player who's probably about 6'7", but represented England as well. Yeah. Very funny person. Definitely worth following on Twitter as well. Some of his banter too is not actually probably repeatable on this podcast, unfortunately. But yes.
Yeah, a very good podcast. That Peter Crouch podcast. I think
it's definitely. That is definitely a good cop moment.
Yeah. Good!
What is up? What is up? I'm Bishop TW Takes, and I'm here to let you know about my podcast, Terrible Wrestling Takes. On here, I summarize wrestling how I see it, and more importantly, as it's given to us. I also discuss some of your terrible and not so terrible wrestling takes. And whether you're a good cop, a bad cop, or even a criminal, feel free to subscribe where all podcasts are found, and follow me at TW Takes Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Until next time.
Well, much like Matt, last week or last time I was on, Matt, I had everything prepared except for when I scrolled to the bottom, no Devil's Advocate. So that was really fortunate that you had an open agenda, because that gave me 5 minutes to actually think of something. You like to go first, or would you like to go second?
I'll receive mine first, Graham.
All right. Let me get my stopwatch ready. Okay. All right, Matt, your open agenda for this week, which has been hopefully...
My open agenda?
Your Devil's Advocate, which has hopefully been correctly formulated in my head. Apparently not, because I even picked the wrong segment, is this. My opinions on Impact Wrestling and the fact that I will never watch it again have been confirmed by the announcement of the pay-per-view tonight that Brian Myers is facing Swoggle.
Absolutely. Why would I watch Brian Myers versus Swoggle? Swoggle, he's not even a proper wrestler. He's not even a proper man. He's only half a person. Jackson's taller than him. Why should I watch any kind of wrestling which is all about comedy? If I want to watch actual wrestling, then I'll watch something, you know, like AEW. Nah, WWE, always WWE. NXT as well, especially. But never Swoggle. You know how much I like Swoggle.
I know you love Swoggle. I didn't know he was on Impact. I was genuinely shocked when I saw the card. That's one of the advantages of recording a little bit earlier. It is tonight, Saturday night. I am tempted to sign up for Impact Plus for this 1 week at least anyway, or for 1 month to watch this one. I'm curious. I love Swoggle. The boys love Swoggle as well. So Mason said it makes perfect sense they would sign him. I'm like, absolutely it makes perfect sense. I'm shocked somebody didn't try and pick him up before, to be honest. So really glad for Swoggle. And I am looking forward for that match if we do indeed take the pay-per-view. I think the boys are encouraging me to sign up as well today.
Okay. Right, Graham, your Devil's Advocate is as follows. Zelina Vega has exactly the right idea. $1,000 for 10 pictures is exactly what I'll pay for next time I go to an indie show.
For 10 what?
10 pictures.
$1,000?
Yes.
Oh, crikey. Well, absolutely. People have obviously got more money than sense if you're wrestling fans. You're paying for watching things that aren't even real. Everybody knows it's all fake and you're still doing all this stuff. So, yeah, if you've got that sort of money, then why wouldn't you want to pay that? Zelina Vega, her fame's only going to go up now because of this firing. She's been all over Twitter. We've talked about her in every single segment of this show. So if you're going to invest on any wrestler, why wouldn't you invest on her?
Time.
Pretty good on 20 seconds. I had the reflection. I could see the reflection in my screen. That was like 19.99 almost. That was pretty good on time. $1,000 for 10 pictures?
Yes.
Did she autograph them or something?
I'm not entirely sure. I think she says on... I shamefully have looked on her OnlyFans to actually
in only in the name of research, right? I understand
it was
that.
Fully.
Your argument's slightly more plausible than if I'd looked it up, that's for sure.
To be fair, I looked on there and it's dedicated to her cosplaying and to her lingerie, like I said as well. And I think she sells replicas of it. I hope replicas of it. Some of it she signs, some of it she doesn't. Don't know about the pictures, but yeah, $1,000 for 10 pictures. So that's £100 a picture.
And you're confused why she was doing it? I think I might have a better idea now. She's not selling them for like $5 like you can get at some indie shows then by the sounds of it. $100 a picture and you're not even sure if it's autographed? Oh my gosh. Wow. Nice money if you can get it.
$100 a picture. No wonder Vince didn't want her doing it. okay, Graham, that's another show done then, pretty much.
Yeah. We're back for Thanksgiving in about a week's time then.
I know what I'm thankful for, Graham. That's you. Right, okay. We're back next week with less Zelina Vega, maybe. I'm Matt, and that's Graham. We're out of here.
Boom.
The music was Happy Happy Game Show by Kevin MacLeod at Computech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0 slash.
Well, normally, Matt, at this point, I'd ask you what you feel of the MGB Wrestling podcast, but it's not out for another couple of days yet. So anything else you want to chat about? Anything
last week, podcast? Last week's MGB.
Okay.
I messaged you about this, and you were talking about the 99 event.
Oh, about for Clout 99. Oh, wonderful event. Yeah, Pizza Party Wrestling.
It was great to listen to and everything like that. But I did get kind of frustrated because you were talking about he's got his Game Boy, and I'm like, yeah, okay, that sounds plausible. And then I'm not sure it was you or Mason, but one of you said he's got his GameCube, and I'm like, a GameCube? A GameCube is a box that is literally like that sort of size. And if you get hit with that, you are going down and staying down. Okay, that's a very different thing. And that's not from the 90s, that's from the mid-2000s. So that wouldn't have been appropriate. I know you got mixed over your words there with it, you or Mason, but the fact of the matter is a gaming nerd like me, I was screaming at my headphones.
I'm making mental notes to do deliberate faux pas in any future time we do, just to wind you up.
To be fair, it was a great listen. And I love the fact that Jackson's cool with beansing everything all the time. I'm like, yeah, attaboy. Attaboy.
It was so funny watching the start of that when the picture quality starts crackling and that, and he didn't realize it was like a video. He's like, what the heck's wrong with this? I was like, that's a video. That's what it was like in nighttime. You can't even see that. This is terrible. How do people watch that? And he was like, oh my God, this is... It was so entertaining too.
Kids do not know how good they've got it.
They do not. I know we talked about it on MG. That's the thing, that when you record those episodes, you never quite know what you're going to get or which avenues it's going to go. They're the parts you can't script. I think you just need those basic frames, kind of like we do now with our episode. Although we have our good cop moments, our bad cop moments, we kind of have a few things to frame it from, but then we're quite happy now to go in other directions.
We wander off
as necessary, or bounce off each other as well. But yeah, you just need those few things to start with, and then after that, you just let it roll. And that tends to be when the better episodes come, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, your MGB new shortened format lets you do that as well. It's brilliant. And Jackson's been away for several weeks from the show.
Yeah, he's been back in a long time. That was one of the reasons why we did Pizza Party Wrestling, because we thought the language was not appropriate. Thankfully, he's as deaf as the proverbial doornail or whatever it is. But yeah, he'd have missed it, and we turned it right down at that point. But yeah, besides that, everything was fun for him to watch.
I love that he did that. They even tried doing JGB. I'm like, attaboy.
We left that in because he was just trying to wind him up, and then yeah, I did the big kid, little kid as well, and it was fun.
Mason getting really frustrated by that. It was brilliant, but Jax is an absolute goofball, and he's lovely. He's lovely.
He is. He was so funny when he's like, "Can I do an open agenda?" I was like, "Sure, go ahead, buddy. This is going to be entertaining anyway." So yeah, I let him run with it. And what I can tell you then is, as a spoiler for you, but will be common knowledge for people who listen to the Visionaries Global Media, this week's episode is going to be. Oh gosh, hold on. What is it going to be? Actually, I can't remember what this. We've got two episodes recorded at once because we're trying to get the Thanksgiving episode ready as well. We Mason actually watched because I saw it. IWC, I think it's called Pit Fighter 3. Mm-hmm. We saw like the MMA cage, and we saw one of the former Nova Pro wrestlers involved in a match, and we saw like the little GIF or GIF, whatever you want to call it, and we were like, "Whoa, that looks really cool!" So we decided to watch that event. It turned out to be really cool. And actually, they released the fourth one, actually, last night as we're recording. Cool. I saw it was on IWTV. I didn't watch it. But yeah, kind of an interesting dynamic, putting him in that cage with all the deathmatch type. Mason's really into his deathmatch type thing right now. The one that I think Jackson wants to watch is, though, I'm sure we mentioned on MGB, they had the mousetrap. They had a table with mousetraps, which didn't actually work very well. But then they put it on the fingers. But then he went behind him, kind of pull his tongue out, and he did a mouse trap on the tongue. I was like, oh! I was like, that must really hurt. So it was an entertaining MGB. Oh, it will be an entertaining MGB when we record it. We're going to record it this weekend. That's actually coming out ready for the following week. I'm getting my days kind of mixed up as we're in several different multiverses right now, seemingly. I honestly can't remember what we're doing for this for the episode on Monday. I've totally forgot. We recorded it last week, so I don't remember anymore.
It's cool, Graham. It's fine.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. People who listen to MGB don't care what we're reviewing anyway. They listen to what Mason's got to say, or if Jackson's with us, what Jackson's got to say. So the actual event itself is kind of secondary.
And of course, just a couple of weeks until the Christmas crackers resume. Is Jackson going to be rejoining me, Graham, or is it just me?
I'm sure, yeah. You just got to tell me. He's not going to be available around Thanksgiving, so we might have to schedule that possibly before or after, depending on what you want.
We'll sort all that out, I'm sure.
I know you said you wanted to interview him, so.
Yes, that's a bit of a spoiler for people out there. I want to interview Jackson, and that's going to be an absolute cluster bad. I can't wait.
You can always edit that part out if it's too much of a spoiler.
No, that's fine. That's fine, because people can look forward to that, definitely. Anyway, what about next week for the Thanksgiving episode, guys? Hope you enjoy us.
Perfect. That's about an hour as well. It's two.